Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, Father. We thank you, Lord, for this. Causing us, God, to have a mind to serve you, God, to stay committed, to stay focused, God, to the assignment that you have given us for such a time as this. And, Lord, we just bless your name this morning. We thank you for being God. We thank you for being Yahweh. We thank you for causing that to happen what happened. And, Father God, as we totally lean and depend on you, Lord, every step of the way, God, thank you for leading and guiding each one of us, God, into that divine place, God, into that destiny. Father God, as we keep our faith set like a flint, hallelujah, God, on that high thing, on that high call, God, that you have already ordained us before the foundation of this earth, before the world was even created, Father, we thank you for that. Before we was even ordained or knitted in our mother's womb, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the fivefold gifts, God. We thank you for the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and the teachers, Lord. We thank you, God, for the watchmen. We thank you for the intercessors, Father, for such a time as this, Lord. And we thank you, God, for clarity, hallelujah, that you are bringing forth even the more concerning your word, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We come against every spirit of religion, tradition, God. Father God, that have bound your people, Lord. We just plead the blood of Jesus over that spirit, God, that have hindered, God, that have held back, that have distracted us, God, from knowing you, hallelujah, for who you really are, God. We thank you because you have made us righteous, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. We praise your name, Lord. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us, Lord, daily. Hallelujah, God, as we seek to do your will. We thank you for making us victorious. Father God, we thank you for giving us dominion and authority, God, on earth, God, hallelujah, God, to cause things to happen right here on earth, just as it is in heaven, Lord. We thank you for the ability, God, hallelujah, to multiply, to open our mouths, God, and be a vessel that you use, Lord, in such a time as this. Lord, we thank you this morning for each participant, God, that's coming to this call, God. We thank you for reminding them, God, to pick up the phone, to call in, God, and be refreshed, renewed, God, by the hallelujah, God, unadulterated word, Father God, that you have already brought forth through the man of God. We thank you this morning, Lord, that there are no discrepancies, no distractions, and no hindrances, Lord. We thank you this morning, God, for the people of God, Father God, that's tuning in, God, to be about your assignment, to be about your business, to be edified, fresh and renewed, Lord. And we thank you for that today, Lord. Hallelujah, have your way, God, whether it's 1, 2, 3, or 300 people, God. We thank you that your word, hallelujah, will break chains and destroy yokes, Father, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, just as you have designed it, Father. We thank you for causing who you desire to have on this call this morning, God. Hallelujah, to chime in, Father. Father God, we thank you this morning. We pray for the rejected, the broken down, God, the confused, God, the religiously confused population, Father God. We pray for them, God. We pray for the people, God, hallelujah, that's angry today, God, not only throughout America, God, but globally, God, that's angry, God, with the leaders, God, that's angry with ISIS, Father. We rebuke every, hallelujah, diabolical plan of the enemy, Father. And Father God calls us to open our eyes as a church, Father God. Father God, and show us how to embrace them, God. Father God, to incorporate them, God, into your love, God. To show them a better way, God, that calls them to know, God, that you are Yahweh, you are God. Father God, and hallelujah, there is no race in your spirit, Father. So God, we just thank you right now, God, for bringing us, God, to a higher level, God. A higher level in your love, God. Father God, we come against the spirit of fear, God, that have gripped so many people, God, not only throughout America, God, but around the globe, God. Father God, we pray for those that have been persecuted for your name's sake, God. We pray for those that have been martyred and beheaded, Father. Father God, that's on the mission field, God. Father God, declaring that you are Lord, that you are Yahweh, Father. Father God, we thank you right now, God, for our boldness, God. Father God, upon the body of Christ, God, that we will not back down from our assignments. Father God, that we will not be distracted, Father. Father. And Father God, we will shout it from the mountaintop that you are Lord and that you are God. And beside you, there is none other. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you for Apostle Dixon this morning. Bless him, God. Bless the vision. Bless what you're doing through his life. Hallelujah. And his family, God. Hallelujah. Throughout his career and his ministry, God. Bless his finances, Father. And Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah, God, for Pastor Jackson this morning, God. Father God, continually, God, download your wisdom and your revelation into him, God, that Father God, that he will be a vessel, God, that's available and willing, God, ready to receive what it is, God, that you are saying to him, God. Father God, that he will sound the alarm, God, that you will use him, God, to break down chains and destroy yokes, God, to set the captives free. So, God, we thank you this morning. Have your way innocent through us, God, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Lord.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Bible Conference Call. We are excited. We have a tremendous event going on tomorrow where we get the opportunity to show the love of God to the homeless and to those that are less fortunate. It's been a long time in planning. We still have a few little eyes to dot and cross. But nonetheless, we are excited. We are revving like a 747, and we're excited about it. Well, this morning I have a little treat for you guys. I was going to finish the teaching on the operation of God with respect to Matthew 13 and Mark 4, but over a period of time, I thought about it. And I think that it's very, very relevant. And 2 weeks ago, we had our apostle on a teaching that that we had given to those who are a part of the intercessors call that's on Sunday morning. It was just so relevant, and I just felt like it would be a blessing to the listeners this morning. We're going to replay that, and so if you have a pen and a pencil, you get it, because trust me, these are things that he is saying that you definitely want to keep in your repertoire. You know, you want to be able to reflect back on it. You want to be able to get that in your spirit. You know, we know that through repetition, we learn the things that we learn, and so you know, please get your pen and pencil and take notes, because this is definitely something you definitely want to have the information on. And I'm not going to hold you guys any further. I'll come back at the end of the call. If anybody have any questions or comments, you can just go ahead and state them at that time. But if you would, so therefore we can have a nice clean recording, go ahead and press star 6 and mute your phone on your side. You'll still be able to hear the call, but go ahead and mute your phone. So, therefore, everyone that's participating on the call this morning can hear clearly what it's saying, okay? Thank you so much.
I probably just, you know, piggybacking on what y'all been, it's all right, go ahead. I'm okay.
Yeah, we've been waiting. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
I heard star six, your father.
Okay. Go ahead, Apostle. Yeah. Okay. I'll take it back on what y'all been discussing. You know, it's an intersection, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. And one of the things I don't need to do is get it, you know, confused with an intercessor or someone that intercedes with someone that prays. It's not all people that pray, but not everybody intercedes or can intercede. Intercede is actually has to deal with risk sacrifice. It's with you taking risks and dealing with you sacrificing yourself. So for example, one of the examples with Moses was asking God to block him out of the book. So that's risk and sacrifice. There's a certain type of individual that's going to see you because you're in a go-between. There's a go-between you, that person you're going to see him for, and there's a go-between God. You're right in the middle. And so you're interceding for that individual that cannot intercede for themselves. For themselves at that particular time. Sometimes it'd be a weaker person. You know, the same thing with Abraham, still in the gap, was willing to negotiate with God on the behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah at the risk of God being displeased. You know, that's why I said, don't get angry this time, don't get this mad this time. So, intercessors are go between the individuals that cannot. So actually kind of pray for myself at that particular time. It's great sacrifice. And the person that's willing to lay down their life of intercessory is the person that's willing to lay down their life totally different from prayer. So anybody can pray, but not everybody can intercede there. You know. There's a scripture that teaches about Jesus. And I'm going to mention this to you. There's a scripture that teaches about Christ in Hebrews. It says that in Hebrews 7:25, I'll read that to you. Now, I'm sure y'all can jump in or talk or ask questions if you desire to. There's a book about in Hebrews 7:25. It says, wherefore is he able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Now, that's a different word also. And the reason why I'm going over this like this, so sometimes we have to make sure that sometimes we think we may be interceding when we can't. Be praying for the individual. But an intercessor is more of a warrior. They're not concerned about their own life. They're willing to die. So listen to me on this. They're willing to die to have open shame or whatever for that individual. And remember the man, his son was possessed. He was willing to bring his son out and have open public shame and to be exposed. He's willing to get rid of his reputation. That's intercession. That's when you don't. It's not about you anymore. You lay down your life. That's what Jesus did. He was our intercessor on this earth. He laid down his life for us. That's intercession. So an intercessor person is a person that is willing to die to the things of the world, to stand in the gap for the world, or willing to die for the things that he desires to stand in the gap for somebody. And sometimes God calls that individual. There are some people who seldom get called for the intercession. And those people, people that intercede for the city, these types of people who are intercessors don't necessarily have they always in warfare. So, there's another example, and then I'll give y'all a chance to talk. Remember the centurion. Now, he wasn't a Jew, but he interceded for his servant. He came to Jesus. He not only came to authority with Christ, but he also subjected himself under authority. So these are intercessors. They're not. They put shame and all that stuff away. So those are the types of intercessors. You have many more examples of intercessors. But intercessors are individuals that discount their own lives for the sake of our life. And it's not a person that just prays. When I said just pray, when I said just pray, pray doesn't mean that it's something less, no, rather very powerful. But when you're intercede, you're expanding into another area because you take on another individual's need. You take on their need. You literally take it on yourself. Y'all understand that?
Yes, that's good. We normally go to about 10 minutes till before we start asking questions about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll give you an example. In Jeremiah 7:16, you know, if you have the Bible or not, that's fine. Jeremiah, it said, therefore pray not for this people. He tells them not to pray for them.
Then he said, don't even lift up a cry nor a prayer for them. Then he said, neither make intercession, which tells me it's two different things. He said, don't pray for them and don't even make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. And so
it tells you that there's prayer and intercession is two different things. Okay. You know, again, if you go back to what Moses did, how he
went out to take a risk and sacrifice to get rid of his own life. Because intercessor doesn't focus on themselves.
So that's very key to be an intercessor. When God calls you to get up and intercede, now I'm an intercede with individual where I have to pray death.
You're innocent, but you're in between. Something's about to happen, and someone's going to allow it
until he wakes somebody up or put an
intercessor mantle on that individual, begin to pray for that individual and counsel how to do that night. And so,
the intercessor is the person that has access, that can get that access to God. It is not just by every prayer, put up that praise. Everybody can, you get that access.
But intercessor automatically gets the access there. That's that friend of God. These things are
different. Most people understand. So you're entering into another different type of dimension. And God needs intercessors, especially in this country that we live in. There's an individual that prays almost all the time. So, if you're entering into a different type of dimension, you're dealing with warfare, you're dealing with demonic, you're dealing with principality,
many lives of people that may have been spared from judgment on God because of the intercessor. They take on a certain role.
They take on a certain role. So those are intercessors. Very, very, very powerful. So you're entering into access with God.
Very powerful. You have one, who that was? I think it was Jeremiah again. I read the scripture, but I can't find it exactly. But Ezekiel, Jeremiah or Ezekiel, about building a wall. And,
I think there's just, he got to a point where he had to make intercession.
But he can't even, God asked, who was standing in the gap? That's the scripture I was thinking about.
Who was standing in the gap?
That's not Nehemiah or
Jesus? Yeah, I think that's Nehemiah. But he asked the question, who was standing in the gap? So he needed somebody. And there's a gap. That's what intercessors are. They feel a gap. There's a gap that they feel.
That is that go between God and the people that you're interceding for, or the person that you're interceding for.
Now, we know we always have Christ interceding for us. When Christ already laid down in life, Hebrews 7:25 speaks of that, that he intercedes for us. So he always lays down his life. So, he's on the right hand of the Father. That's a different
type of intercession as far as what I'm talking about here. This intercession here, it deals with what Christ is doing now. It deals with to entreat, means to plead. There's a pleading that he does, requesting, speaking on our behalf. It means to confer with, almost like a counsel that he does when he intercedes for us. It's almost like, you know, here's the word deliberate. He's deliberating with the Father, talking, discussing some things with the Father. Now, when he was on this earth, it was a different type of intercession because it dealt with him dying. It dealt with him having no life. And you notice quite the time on this earth, it wasn't about Christ. Now, it's an intercessor. It's not about the intercessor.
But it wasn't about Christ.
It wasn't about him. He wasn't looking for no life, no riches, no. He wasn't looking for that. It wasn't about that.
He came to intercede. He came to be the go-between, the man that's standing in the gap, even to the point where he got on the cross and laid down his own life. So these are different. You have different types. But the intercessor, the main characteristic of the intercessor is that it's risk and sacrifice. He's going to lay down his life. He's a prevailer. We have the word prevail. One of the characteristics.
An intercessor pleads for mercy. He has humility. An intercessor is a servant. And an intercessor has the favor of God upon his life. Those are some of the characteristics of intercessor. So if the person is an intercessor, it's a great privilege. And it is an honor.
If you want those people in your life, you can find them. You want those people
in your life. You want them in your ministry. You want them part of your life. And sometimes you're a person, you're interceding for you, you don't even know them.
You know, so
God has people interceding for you. I'm sure you all have done it. I know Charles and Dan, because that's what they do. I know Dan has that type of mantle, prayer mantle.
I've done a lot of years to intercede
for communities and cities. And so that's what y'all call it, Charles.
Invest your life in that area.
Mm-hmm. And see communities and see that when you see communities and areas begin to intercede, you bring that go between. And sometimes it's war,
warfare. You deal with your body too. So you have to be, they don't just have to be careful.
And also,
so those are
the basic teaching there of intercession. And I gave you some examples of some people actually interceding. And a lot of times, sometimes we teach intercession. We have to be careful that we don't teach it like it is some,
it's some light thing. It's not. It is a big deal.
Right. People from a price praise. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, started a big deal. Go ahead, Tom.
No, I was going to say, we started this out by saying, the call of intercession has the weight of salvation,
Mm-hmm.
It has that kind of weight on it, It's a very, very, very important role. And I think we went to a scripture in Isaiah, might be 64, where God talked about he wasn't even going to bring salvation, except he found that he brought his own intercessor. And he looked for an intercessor and found none, so he brought his own intercessor. And we know that's right.
Yeah,
so to let us know how important it is, he basically said, except he brought his own intercessor, he wouldn't even provide salvation.
dealing with, dealing with. But Abraham, God was actually going to, he was actually going to deliver or not just Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
And Abraham would have kept actually going down with the number.
That's certain thing that God won't do unless he has an intercessor. Right.
Yeah, intercessors have to be that go-between. Because everybody, listening to this, everybody's not fit to do that certain type of intercessor. Nobody could not bring salvation except that intercessor was Christ.
Right.
There are certain people to intercede for certain things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah, God will touch the heart because he's merciful. He'll touch hearts, he'll touch people, he'll speak to people. You know what I mean?
Right, because you, I mean, I don't know how many stories I've heard of people in sometimes in other countries interceding for someone, and God gives them the opportunity to meet that individual or to
see what they were actually interceding over, you know?
Right.
Correct.
Important. So it's imperative that we have them.
I believe it's something that God puts on the individual. It's not something you can do. It's also something like you
volunteer.
You know, sometimes God asks, like he asked in the Bible many times. Mm-hmm. I mean, he even asked Jesus,
Jesus said, Lord, send me. I'm the one. You know,
and so it's a person that it's like somebody that volunteered to run in the fire to save somebody.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's risking your own life or giving up your own life for the sake of others, or
risking embarrassment or shame or what have you for the sake of others. That's what Moses was. Moses was an intercessor. That's why he said, God is going to send another prophet like you.
And
that's what he's talking about, Christ. And he said, someone that's going to exodus the people out of the death of Egypt. That's what death means. It means death means exodus.
No.
So when Moses was Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, they were talking. The Bible said concerning his death, concerning the Exodus,
that he was going to lead us out of the bondage of Jesus, of Satan, of the world, be baptized into the grave, coming up out of the resurrection. So that's the intercessor, is a go between. It go in, take you out,
bring you into freedom. And so, that's what Christ did for us. He's our ultimate intercessor.
Hallelujah.
And mothers and fathers, sometimes we intercede.
And you can tell him into salvation. So we stand in the gap, especially you those that are mothers and fathers, and you stand in the gap for your children. You risk your life for your child.
And
salvation happens because you stand there.
People even
say, Lord, take me out.
Don't take my child. Take me out first. Don't take my child. God honors that. Not necessarily taking them out, but he honors their position by sparing their child.
Or by saving or what have you. That's intercession. That's intercession.
When you're not focusing on your own self, and that's intercession.
Amen.
Glory to God. Very powerful. Very powerful. Very powerful. Well, you know what? We're gonna ask everyone to start six back in, and if you have any questions or comments, go ahead and go for it.
I would like to ask a question. You said an intercessor, I got down three of them, and I think you said five, but when you said an intercessor, I had to say, well, please for mercy,
has the favor of God in his life. And what were the other two you said?
I don't say intercessor has a boldness. He has humility. He's humble and he's a servant.
Humble, okay.
I know I meant the servant.
That's what I couldn't understand when you said it. Okay. All right. That's what it means. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very important. Service is very important. Because it comes to humility. It comes to you submitting. You're not necessarily looking for the role of leadership, but yet you are. Because often, if you look at intercessors like Christ and Moses, these were servants of God. They were plain old servants. All the apostles, from the apostles, they became servants. The reason why they were friends of Christ because of the go-between what they're about to do in the world.
They became the intercessors also.
They became the foundations of the church. Yeah. So that's why the servanthood is a big deal. That's what we all need to get to.
Get under that title there as a servant.
Thank you.
I think those are the ones I said there.
Okay.
So that is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that was it. That was the one that you said, and I couldn't understand it.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't really hear you when you said it. So I'm going to shut my damn phone or something.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
But listen to this, too. And not only the intercessor, the servants of God,
the intercessor, especially if you know the people you're going to see this for, intercessor, a lot of times also want to serve the one that they're interceding for. And just like Moses who served the people, Christ served us, their willingness to serve results in humility and lay down their lives for those individuals. So that's a
big, big thing. So if you, as willing to serve those they're interceding for.
Okay.
Yeah, the only service of God. Sometimes we get to a point where, I serve God. Well, you serve people too. And Jesus even said to his disciples, he said, you want to be great among them? You become a servant to every one of them.
Okay.
Amen. Too many times, Apostle, the one very, very common consideration we have is that we see other people as them having flaws, and somehow, it's okay for us. It's okay. We know we have flaws, but, we have a special past with God. So after all, it's me. And so these other folks out here, I don't have no patience for them. I don't know why they're doing what they're doing. I did that last week, but, I got a past with God, so I don't know why I'm even tripping like that. And so I don't like people. I don't deal with people. It's just me and God, And so that is such a worldly mindset, and not even considering yourself, not even considering your challenges.
Yeah, that's not good.
This is the thing. When people don't have faith in a certain area with certain people, it's because they're not actually called there.
Right.
So you're
called. You get equipped with a certain call. You'll know
what to equip with. When God calls you, a call comes with equipment. If I'm called to be a police officer, I get some equipment that goes with it.
When you're called to be in a certain area, there's some equipment that comes with it. Now, you have to develop and practice and use that equipment. You have to become an expert with that equipment. you got to become familiar with that equipment, you know,
but the equipment is there, you know.
And so most people don't get familiar with their equipment. Sometimes they have your equipment got to be tested. It's got to be worked on, make sure it's good. You got to know how to handle it. You got to know how to use it. You got to know. And so
most people are not calling those areas, you know, and a lot of times you're right, they don't consider themselves. You know, that's what Christ was trying to tell those disciples.
They said, I want you to be servant. Don't make yourself higher than them, make you better than them. And no patience with them. No, you become servant of all. You want to be a leader? Become servant of every one of them. And he demonstrated that when he washed their feet. You know,
so innocent is always willing to serve those that they're interceded for. Amen.
That's a word there.
Yes, it is.
If you all,
whatever you do, you deal with the community. Or to
feed for people, whatever, you're willing to serve those that you're interceding for.
Yeah.
That goes with it.
It goes with it.
So, intercession is a servant. He has the spirit of humility, the spirit of boldness.
He pleads for mercy.
He has the favor upon his life. Because God hears him. And an intercessor will produce
and multiply.
Will produce seed, will multiply. Will produce fruit because there's a part of laying down the life. Whenever something dies,
it must produce. Is that the real resurrection?
Right. It must produce. You can say that when we fall on the ground and die, it dies alone. Well, if it dies, it's going to bring forth much fruit. So whenever something dies,
it begins to produce, something happens.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I dare us to die.
That's right. Amen.
Now, this too now. I'm hearing you go through the Bible. Now, yeah, some cases where they deal with certain individuals, a lot of deal with people they love.
But with the deal with them, like the centurion or the born with,
and I know I'm talking a lot, y'all, but you got the centurion, you got the born with, the man with
his son, epilepsy and all that. Those are intercessors. Those deal with individuals, loved ones. But there's a ministry, you know, dealing with intercessors too. You know, the Christ, Moses, all this, you got Daniel. You know, these are people that deal with
God to increase you to be able to intercede for a whole.
The people who go over ministry, whether they know it or not, if they don't practice it, like you've been saying, they're lying, they're innocent. They intercede for what God said, that God called them to cover certain people. That's what you do, you're covering them.
That's my life. I'm a cover. I intercede
before you all. I stand in that gap. I consider myself, I have to lower myself to lift you up. I can't lift you up if I don't lower myself. So they have to come.
And that's where the multiplication comes in there. God have you over thousands of people. You're interceding, but I have to be a servant of every one of them to lift them up. I have to be at their feet, watching their feet.
Interceding and crying out to God.
That's how that works. And that's the way, and God would multiply that individual, multiply the people that he covers, because it begins now to bear fruit. You know, same thing when I spoke to y'all live, then that's where the multiplication is going to come in from. Because you're a servant. A servant always will multiply. A servant always dies. Point blank, if there's not a servant, you're not going to multiply.
If you're not a servant, you're not going to die.
A person that's not a servant want to live and be seen.
Right.
A servant don't want to be seen because a servant is always at the bottom.
But yes, God will.
And the bottom is the most important part.
Amen, Apostle.
That's what you do in the garden.
Yeah. So that those that's intercessor. That's intercessor.
Yes. Any more questions or comments?
I just wanted to say that I'm glad that I'm listening today and about intercessory because, you know, I believe that Satan is trying to get our mind focused off of the one love, one God, one peace, one spirit because we deal with so much uncleanness. But thank God for intercessory prayer. That's it.
Amen. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you're going to see a lot of that. God is raising up an army of intercessors now. Previous years, so long, people were focusing on themselves. But now there's a cry for the glory, and there's a cry for the nation and the world. There's a generation, we're part of that generation. And there's a generation that is raising up that one kingdom man, that body of Christ.
Jesus said, I prophet whole birth of man, but some man has no weather than his head.
At that time, the body was not prepared, so he couldn't put his head on nothing.
And so
he's actually restoring the church. He's actually raising up that one kingdom man. You know, when we all have in common, you know, bring the body together. When Ezekiel prophesied to the bones, they're coming together and raising up into one army. And so, if we are the body of Christ, and just
as Christ lay on this earth, intercede, we become that intercessor for the world. So, he's raising up
those intercessors that cried out, and you're going to see some things happen. This is the season of intercessors also.
We folk season of many things, but this is a season of intercessors.
People are crying out. And you know, and not only these people not only praying for them, these people not praying for themselves, they're praying for countries and world and cities and communities and leadership and politicians. They're crying out. That's what they're doing. So this is the season we're living in.
Glory to God.
Well, that was an excerpt from our teaching on intercession, from our intercessor's call. I said we would come on afterwards and ask if there be any questions or comments. Is there any questions or comments? Star 6. Any questions or comments on this call? Okay. All righty. Well, just to elaborate a little bit further on the call was really, really good. There was a lot of things that he shared. He's more of a revelator with respect to the word. And he teaches on a lot of revelation, and so just to make sure that everyone received from those calls from this call what they needed, we will have him back probably within the near future to do another call, maybe on something different. We'll probably give him the opportunity to teach on something that he's teaching at his churches. But we will really, really, that was a real treat for us, for most of us anyway, and I'm sure it was a treat for you as well. We've given everyone the opportunity to ask questions or to comment. We're gonna go ahead and unless there's anyone who has any questions, any more questions or anything they would like to add to that, please feel free to do so. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and close in prayer.
Father, we just thank you once again for your word. We thank you, God, for our apostle. We thank you for using him mightily, God, in this season to help us to really get a clear picture of who we are, God. Hallelujah. And even in its basic form, God. Father, we thank you right now for just teaching us how to serve others, God, and how to lay before you, Father, as you pour into us, Lord. Father God, as we continually watch, Father God, and pray, God, we just thank you right now for loving us. We thank you for each and every participant that's on this call. Father God, bless them exceedingly abundantly above all they can even ask or think, Lord. And Father God, use them for your glory, Father. Father God, those dreams and visions, Father, that you have given them, God, cause them to manifest, Lord. Lord, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you. We speak protection and provision over each and every one. Father God, as they go throughout this weekend, and Lord, we just thank you, God, for what you're doing. Hallelujah, in each of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Y'all have a blessed weekend.